Right, James, let's talk about today first. Did well to come back. You fought your way back into the game, but it slipped away in the end.
I didn't deserve anything. I thought it was a perfect time to play them. They were on the back of some poor form. The best person today was Stuart, who got the game on. Didn't deserve anything. In terms of late, we're chasing the game. We're trying to, you know, Masters missed the header. Jamie's offside twice, which is not a dig at him, but there were chances. But I just said to the boys in there, in I'll tell you the polite way, that every time we had the ball, we were put under pressure. The reason that is because if you pass to someone and they're under pressure, you're taking too long on the ball. Okay, when they was passing it, they had time because they were moving it quicker, and they wanted it more. We're under pressure because we're making our own pressure because we don't clear our lines, and we give it straight back to them. So, whilst my forwards didn't have the best day, which I went for two strikers today, they didn't have the best day, but they were available, and they can't do a double shift in terms of coming deep and going long. I wanted to stretch their back four. And, I thought they thoroughly deserved the win because they wanted it more. I didn't think they were... I wouldn't, you know, with respect to them, I thought their striker was good, the big lad. But on paper, I thought, this is 3 points for us today. And I was very confident. But when you keep hearing, let's play football, we want to play football at the moment, we want flowing football. Time and time again, I've told the lads to play. But if communication isn't there and they're hooking balls aimlessly and they're using the outside of their foot to pass rather than passing it properly, then there's only so much I can take of that, that people are not listening. And it's got to the point where I need to make more changes because people don't listen. And there's no way that I'm allowing this club to have displays like that anymore.
Could have pulled it back at the end. I mean, it showed a little bit of character at the end, you know, 2-1 down. Finished strongly.
If you say so, I don't agree. I thought we was lacklustre. I thought, to be fair to him, I thought one of the only positives was, or a couple of positives was Albie. I think he tried to the end. I think he defended quite well. He was trying to at least play and give us some options. And obviously Cavs left out the squad last week. He's come on. He set the goal up. And I thought, we're at home. We might go and nick this or at least have something about us. But basic stuff. Short throw. Quick throw, should I say. And we switch off because we're not mentally bought in to defending and keeping leads. We're not... when we have a sniff of something, we're not brave enough to hold on to that lead because there's some selfish players out there. And like I say, there's only so many times I can go through training, get the fitness right. I didn't think the fitness was a problem. But in terms of having someone to tell someone to be brave and get the ball, or when the ball's played up to you, they're always first because you're scared of getting hit or you're not prepared to get your body in and get fouled. This is a tough league. And to get out of this league, all the teams at the top, they're very strong because they're prepared to pass the ball and keep it moving and keep the ball. If we keep giving it straight back to people and we're not prepared to put a foot in or get hurt, days like this will continue to happen, but I won't allow that.
Do you think the amount of change themselves are not helping with people not knowing how to play with each other, that sort of thing?
Well, we've lost two centre-halves with major injuries. Yeah. And we've had injuries and we've had suspensions. And again, you know, I said to the boys in there, I'm not a magician. I can't magic 3 points. I can't give you bravery to play. I can bring players in that can try and help us. Obviously, the lad got man of the match today. I thought it was okay. But, you know... there's only so many times I can ring managers to try and get people in to improve us, And it's not a financial thing. I want players to come to this football club for the... Stop banging your boots, please. I want people to come to this football club for the right reasons. So I'm not going to turn around and say, well, we can't get anyone in. We're getting what we can get in that can improve us. And we'll continue to do that because I don't agree with or I don't believe in excuses. No excuses today. Honest assessment is they wanted it more. We didn't. In terms of your initial question about does it help them, if everyone knows the system we play, we change it midway because it wasn't working. And I can't give them the bravery. So I want people to do their own job rather than worry about the changes that are coming in.